Okay, today's daf Mem Dalid. We are Mem Gimel Amud Beis in the very, very bottom. We had ended off saying that Rabbi Yochanan held that the reason why a girl, somebody can only accept, if somebody wants to, let's go back, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that Gerushin, since Gerushin, she goes back to her father, so her father is very excited, her daughter's coming back home to live, so therefore you can give the get either to the girl or to the father. But Kedushin, where she's leaving the rishus of the father, right? Kedushin, she's leaving the rishus of the father, so he's losing his daughter now to a husband, so therefore the only way you can give, we're talking about a naira, therefore the only thing you could do is give the Kedushin to the father. That's what we said, right? Again, my time of Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Gerushin, demach neses, atzma, l'rishus aviha, where it goes back to the father, she goes back to the father, bein he, bein aviya. Doesn't make a difference if it's him or her. But Kedushin, the mafka is atzma rishus aviya, where she leaves the rishus of the aviya, aviya v'lo he, the father, not her. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So Gemara says, wait a minute, what about Vare Maimer? What about Maimer? What's Maimer? Maimer, again, is a Rabbanan Dik Kedushin that they said the first time you introduce yourself to a Yavama, right, someone died, and the wife... Now it's going to fall to Yibam, to the husband's brother. So Minat Torah, the only thing that he does is take her home. Right? We had said that that's not appropriate. Therefore, the Rabbanah instituted Maimer. It's like Kesef Kedushin. Give her Maimer first as an introduction. So that Maimer, Demafgaz Atzmi Rishus Aviya, that takes her out of her father's Rishus. Why? Because now she's going to be going, being married to another man. And the Tanan, and we learned, Kitana, if she's a Kitana, Mina Erisin, in other words, they didn't even have Nisuin yet. All they had was Erisin. Kitana Mina Erisin, Ein Osim Ba Maimer El Midas Aviha. You have to get the father's permission. Why? Because she's a Kitana. But, Vahanaira, but if she's a Naira, Bein Midas Atma, Bein Midas Aviha. It doesn't make a difference if it's her knowledge or her father's knowledge. You just said that when she's leaving her father's rishus, she can only, the kesef, kedushin, can only be given to the father. But maimer, it's not true. Maimer, it's not true. Right? Who are you giving the kedushin to? Who are you giving the maimer to? Her.
Yeah, but it's a very different case. It's a case of
so what?
It's going to happen anyway.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that about happening anyway. The Gemara is going to get to that halfway down, and then we're going to say that could have been. We could have given this answer right now. Could have said that answer right away. That by Yavam it's different because Shemayim said that the Shemayim made the shidduch. Hashem took away the husband and put this girl to marry the brother. Right? Hashem did that. We're going to answer that in a minute. So, but that question is so strong that we're going to reinterpret Rabbi Yochanan's answer. That's a good kasha, right? What about Maimer? Putting aside the Hashem issue. What about Maimer? So the Gemara says, you're right. El I itmar hachi itmar. If we have to give a pshat for Rabbi Yochanan, here's the pshat. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. My time with Rabbi Yochanan. Ali b'de Rabbanan. Why does he hold that when it comes to Kedushin, only the father? Kedushin, so when it comes to Kedushin, Dimidaita, where it has to be done with her das. You can't force somebody to marry you. It has to be done with das. Therefore, Aviha of Elohi, only the father. But Gerushin, Debal Karcha, Gerushin is on purpose. Right? Bein he, Bein Aviha. What's the difference who you're giving it to? Bal Karcha is by force. A woman has no say. She has no say if the husband's going to give her a get. Abizman Azeh, there is. But Minator has no say. So, since there's no say, what's the difference who he gives the get to? He can give it to the father, he can give it to them, makes no difference. Right? Look at Rashi, look at the Rashi there. Rashi says, Kedushin Dimidaita. See, it's the second to last wide line of Rashi. Kedushin Dimidaita, Diboinan Das Hamakne. You see it there? The top Rashi, third line from the top. You see it there? Kedushin Dimidaita, Diboinan Das Makne. What does that mean? You need the das of a kinyan. Just like when I want to buy an apple from you. We both have to be on the same page. I have to have das from you. So too, when I want to marry a woman, she has to have das, like a kinyan. So it's asked, Rashi says elsewhere, in Yavamis Rashi says, that the reason why a woman has to consent to Kedushin is not because of this svara. It's because the pasuk says v'haicha v'halcha v'haisal ish acher. Right, you divorce and she goes to someone else. That's mashma. She goes on her own free will. Rashi says you see from a pasuk that a woman only can be married midas. Why does Rashi bring up here the issue of das makdeh? So the Chassam Sofer suggested maybe the svara is das makdeh. But let's say you have a case of yibum. Or case of yibum? Right. By a case of yivama, there is no das. You could, then there's a case of no das. So let's say there's a yivama. She husband died. Now the husband wants to marry her. Does he need das? The brother wants to marry her. Does he need das? Does not need das at all. There is an idea.
She can say no.
She can't say no. Oh, bein ba'onis, bein ba'ratzon. Let's say a man rapes a woman. Are they married? No. What if a yavam rapes his yavama? Are they married? Yes. There's no das. Right? We had that Gemara. On purpose, by accident. Right? We had that Shaila. There was a guy whose husband died. The husband died. And the wife, I think the Binyan Sin has a Shaila. The wife, the widow, was having an affair with the husband's brother. And they came to the Binyan, and they said, you're married to each other. This happened 2 years ago. You're married to each other. Why? Bein ba'ones, bein ba'ratzon. Doesn't make a difference. By a regular wife, it makes a difference. Right? By yivam, by even makes no difference. So then the Chassam Sofer suggests, maybe Rashi was just saying, you're right, the svara doesn't apply over there. But at least it's a pasuk. Shouldn't do that. It's a kasha why Rashi says that. Anyway, fine. So therefore, since gittin can be done by force, therefore what? Therefore you have, it can be given to either one. But kedusha can only be done bidas, therefore you can have to only give it to the father. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, what about Harry Maimer? What about Maimer? The midaita has to be done on her consent. Vikatani, bein hi, bein avia. Maimer can't be done on by force. Yibum can, not Maimer. So Maimer is a model where it has to be done on consent of the woman, and yet you can give it to either one. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about the Maimel de Bar Karcha. Maimel that you can do by force. Who says you can do Maimel by force? Virebihi. Tatanya ha'ose, Maimel biyavimto, shalomidaita. If somebody does do Maimel against her will, Rebbe Onar Kana. Rebbe says it's a good Kenyan. V'chacham omrim lo Kana. And the Chacham says it's not a good Kenyan. Asks the Var Avram, how could you force somebody to accept money? How do you do that? Rashi says, where's Rashi here? The Amar, Maimer, Tofes, Biyavama Bar Karcha, in Zarak La Kesef, you throw money into her house, Vama La Hare Mekudeshesli. So she takes that money, she throws it back out. How do you do that? How did that kingdom happen? So, what? Yeah, but Lamaisa, who said this by Maimer? Rebbe made it up. By Kedushin, the Torah said that. Has to give into her hand? No, her Rishus. Even though it says, V'nasan biyada. But we learn that even her Rishus. Here, what kind of rules? Where did we get that rule from? It has to be. So the Dvar Avram answers, since Maimer is a Dindar Rabbanan, they patterned it on Yivama, on Yibam. Just like Yibam can be by force, so to you, Maimer can be by force. Eilachinami, you throw it to her Chatzar. She's the Maimer works, according to Rebbe. That's one pshat. The other pshat is a little more wild. Let's say he throws it into her rishus, and she has no intention of having this be Maimer. Right? She has to give the money back? 100%. It's not her money, she has to give it back. What if she says later on, you know what, I'll keep this money. So the husband now, this guy, is all excited. Because now he got a wife. Can he claim that? Does she have to give the money back now? No. She doesn't have to. Why? Because she agreed to marry him. So since she's in the driver's seat about what to do with this money, that's considered enough of Hana, and therefore the Kinyan Chal. That's a little bit wild. So the driver says. The first answer is more mistaber. The Chacham made up any rule they wanted. So Rebbe says it. Rebbe made up the rule. Might. My time of the Rebbe. What's the reason that Rebbe says you can make such a maimer about Karcha? Gamar mi bia di Yavama. Ma bia di Yavama bal Karcha. Just like the bia of a Yavama is bal Karcha. Afa chanayim bal Karcha. So to hear it's bal Karcha. For Rabbanan Safri, the Rabbanan hold, no, you'll feel him in Kiddushin. We learned that a Kiddushin. Ma Kiddushin di mi daita. Just like Kiddushin has to be on consent. Afa chanayim di mi daita. So too maimer has to be on consent. Naira or Katana, yeah. Yeah. About a Naira. Right. But my Kamiflagi, so what's the root of this machlokes? Rebbe Safar, Mili di Yavama, mi Yavama, Havel Mev. It's better to learn out Yavama di Yavama. Therefore, Mayama can be on by force. Rabbanan Zavri, Kedushin, mi Kedushin, Havel Mev. It's much better to learn out Kedushin from Kedushin. Therefore, just like Kedushin has to be on consent, so too Mayama has to be on consent. Hachanar Mistabra, this even makes sense. Why does it make sense? The commentary to Rabbi Yochanan, Midikoni Seifa, because in the Seifa of that Brisa that we started off on the top of the page that said that if you marry somebody with Mimer, you can only do Mimer with, if she's a Naira, either one can get Mimer. And the bottom of that Brisa it says, Masha Ein Kein B'Kedushin. And Kedushin's not that way. In other words, there's a special exception by Mimer that Mimer can be given to a Naira. But Kedushin can only be given to a father. Okay? Only Mimer is an exception. Why? Because, as we explained, Mimer is different. It can be done by Karcha. But Kedushin can only be given to the father. The Brayis itself says that. So if the Brayis itself says that, Eila name Matavituf to the Rish Lakish. Let's say that's a disproof to Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish said yesterday, what did Rish Lakish say? That just like just like there's a machlokas by Gerushin, there's a machlokas by Kedushin, and by Gerushin you can only give it to the father. So too by Kedushin you can only give it to the father. And this Brisa says the exact opposite, right? So Amalecha Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish will answer for you. Hamani, who is the author of this Brisa? Rabbi Hudihi. To Yehuda, to Amar, Ein Shtei Yadot Zochen Ka'achas. Two people cannot accept one item, Gittin. So the Gemara says, if that's true, Eid Rabbi Yehuda, Masha Ein Kein B'Kedushin, that they can't accept it by Kedushin, Masha Ein Kein B'Gerushin Yiboyle. It should have said, unlike Gerushin. It doesn't make any sense for Yehuda to say, this is unlike Kedushin. His whole makar for his din is that Gerushin, you can't have two. And then Rish Lakish came along and said, oh, he holds that by Gerushin, he holds that by Kedushin also. So why would a Brisa, an anonymous Brisa, say, Masha Ein Kein B'Kedushin, when according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're holding he's the author of this Brisa, should really say, Masha Ein Kein B'Gerushin. So the Gemara says, Ein Achanami, you're right. Rish Lakish says, you're right, you should say that. But I did the ton of Maimer. But since the Brisa starts off talking about Maimer, the Dami LeKedushin, which is very similar to Kedushin, Tananami Masha Ein Kein B'Kedushin, it therefore ends off Masha Ein Kein B'Kedushin. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Maishta Maimer, so then why is Maimer different? Why is Maimer, you can give it to two people. The woman can accept Maimer, the Naira. Why? Maishta Maimer, Hoel V'Zekuk of Omedes, because she's waiting from Shemayim. Right? That's what you said, Simcha. Hashem already made the Shidduch. So now the Gemara says, Hashem da'atas lahachi. Now that we said that, Beit Rabbi Yochanan nami lo tik shiloch meyakara. The whole kasha, we start off against Rabbi Yochanan, is not a kasha. The whole thing is not a kasha. Shiny Maimer, Hovich is a kukum omedes. Maimer is different. Right, we started off by saying that Rabbi Yochanan held that you can give the Kedushin to either one, only to the father. And what about Maimer? We asked, what about Maimer? So now the answer is, we had a whole pshat, a whole answer. No, it's about Karcha. You don't have to say any of that. What's the answer? The answer is, Maimer is different. Why is Maimer different? Because Hashem made that shidduch. Okay, next. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah actually, Ha'ish Mekadesh is Bito, a man can be Mekadesh his daughter, Kishahu Naira, when she's a Naira, Bo himself, or Bishlucho, or he can send a Shliach. Bo ubishlucho in, only the father could send the shliach. Ba ubishlucho lo, but she cannot. So tiyufta de Rish Lakish, let's say it's a disproof to Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish held that she can. Amalacha Rish Lakish, hanami, Rabbi Yehudihi. Who's the author of this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda. So who's the author, who's the author of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said only one person. Only one person. Only the father. Why? You can't have two yados. So our Mishnah, which implies only father, that's a Yehuda. So the Gemara says it can't be a Yehuda. Why not? Umi matzis mukmas lakar Yehuda. Are we going to, is it possible to say that this is a Yehuda Shita? That the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, for Akatani Seifa, but the Seifa of the Mishnah, which is actually the next Mishnah, which I think is either Sunday's or Monday's Daf, the next Mishnah says, Ha'omel Isha, if someone says to a woman, Hiskad Shili B'Tomorizu, I want to be Mekadashi with this date. Right? I want to be Mekadashi with this date. And then he says, Hiskad Shili B'Zu, I want you to be Mekadashi to me with this date. So what's going on? The Mishnah is going to say on Sunday or Monday's Daf, that if a man says to a woman, I want you to be Mekadosh with this date, and the date's not worth a pruta, then he says, and I want you to be Mekadosh to me with this date, and that date's also not worth a pruta, but combined, they are worth a pruta. Is she married? No. Why not? Because he said in the middle, he said both times, I want you to be Mekadosh to me with a pruta. I want you to be Mekadosh to me with a date. It's as if he's saying over a whole brand new story, and each time he opens his mouth, it's not a pruta. I want you to be Mekadosh with this thing. 5 minutes later. I want you to be Mekadosh with this item. 5 minutes later. I want you to be Mekadosh with this item. No item is worth a pruta by itself. We do not combine them. Okay? That's going to be Sunday, Monday's daf. V'amrinan, Mantana. And who's the author? Hiskachi. Who's the author of the Braisa, the Mishnah, who says, if you say Hiskachi, keep saying the word Hiskachi, that it does, it's no good. The Amar Rabba, Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon. The Amar who said, Ad Shiyomar Shvua L'chol Echad V'Echad. Let's say five people come and say, you owe me money. Right? You owe me money. And you deny all five. And then you make a Shvua to all five. And then it turns out you were lying. So the question is, what's the dina? You have to bring a carbon now. Do you have to bring five carbonos or only one carbon? So it's going to depend on how you phrase it to all five. If you made one statement, then you only have to bring one carbon. But if you said, I'll make a shvu to you, and I'll make a shvu to you, and I'll make a shvu to you, and I'll make a shvu to you. So you said the word shvu five times, you have to bring five different carbonos. Just like if you said the word hiskadesh five times, it does not combine. It's separate statements. And since the separate statements, there's no proof to each statement, there's no marriage. When I said five times, I'll make a shvu to you, I'll make a shvu to you, we don't combine the statements, therefore it's separate carbonos. The Amar Ad Shiyomar Shvuah L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Now V'Chi Tema Kula Rabbi Yehuda. You want to tell me that this entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? It can't be. You know why? Because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree regarding the issue of the five cases, the five Shvuahs and the Hiskachi. They disagree about it. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Ubeprati Savolak Rabbi Shimon. And in the case about the prati means the case of the dates. He holds like Rav Shimon? That can't be. It's impossible. Umi Savala? Does he hold like Rav Shimon? He does not hold like Rav Shimon. Veha Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Zah Klal. Here's the rule. Klal, if someone says a general statement, I don't owe any of you money. I don't owe any of you money. Ein Echayev Ela Achas. You only have to bring one carbon. Why? Because it's one denial. Prat, if you specify to each guy, you have to bring a separate carbon for each person. Why? Because you were specific. Divei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda Omer. This is the same Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Omer. Shavua. If someone says a Shavua, lo lecha, not you, lo lecha, not you, lo lecha, not you, chayev akalachas v'yachas. You chayev each and every one. Rashi puts that difficult over here. He did not say a vav after each one. Shavua, lo lecha. Doesn't say v'lo lecha. Right? So we would think the opposite. Since he says, lo lecha, lo lecha, not to you, not to you, not to you. If you say and, it's as if you're piggybacking each statement on the shavua. And then you'd only be chayev one. Since he said, not to you, not to you, without saying and, then you chayev each and every one. Okay? That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Shimon Omer. Exact opposite, I'm sorry. Reb Elezer Omer, another Shita. Lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. Not you, not you, not you, and not you, Shavua. Since you said Shavua last, Chayev al kalachas vachas. You chayev each and every one. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Lo olamein chayev at shiyomer Shavua lekol echad ve'echad. You have to say the word Shavua by each and every one. So Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon fundamentally argue on when you can piggyback a statement and when you can't. According to Reb Shimon, you have to be much more specific. You have to say, I don't owe a shvu to you. And I don't owe a shvu to you. You have to say the word shvu each time. Just like, it's very consistent, just like in our mission in the next few days, you're going to have to say, I want to be Mekadosh to you with this date. I want to be Mekadosh to you with this date. You say the word Kedushin each time. Just like you have to say the word Shavu each time. And you know what? Those dates are not approved by themselves. They don't combine. Why? Each statement is separate. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda held, you only have to say the word Shavu one time. So if you only have to say the word Shavu one time, maybe he would hold, you only have to say the word Kedushin one time. So Rabbi Yehuda cannot be the author of this Mishnah. Wait, in the Gemara, it's I didn't look in the Mishnah, but Mistam, it's one Mishnah. The Gemara broke it up. For purposes of the way the Shas was divided, they broke up the Mishnah. But it's all the same Mishnah. So you can't have Rabbi Yehuda being the author of the Reisha and then arguing on the Sefer. That's impossible. Ella, the Gemara is, although sometimes we do say that though. Right? Ella, but, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is as follows. Kula Rav Shimon, it's like the whole Mishnah is authored by Rav Shimon. And what does Rav Shimon hold about the Reisha of our Mishnah? That we have no idea. What does Rav Shimon hold about that? We know what he holds about the dates issue. What does he hold about our issue? About shlichus. What does he hold? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Only the father could do it. That we don't have any other because of Rabbi Shimon. What Rabbi Shimon says about that, we know Rabbi Yehuda can't be the author of the Sefer. That we know. It's impossible. What about the Reisha? Rabbi Shimon's author of the Reisha. And by the way, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Next, Rabbi Yossi lo ol lebei midrasha. Rabbi Yossi didn't go up to the yeshiva one day. So Ashkechel Rabbi Zera, he bumped into Rabbi Zera. Amar lay, and he said, "My amar in the midrasha." What was said in yeshiva today? What did they see over in yeshiva? Amar lay, afanalo ayal. I also didn't go. Right, what was going on that day? Right, I also didn't go. So, but Rav Avin hu da ayal. Rav Avin was there. Rav Avin was there. So v'amar and Rav Avin said. Chavrusa kula k'Rabbi Yochanan. The whole yeshiva said that Rabbi Yochanan's correct, not Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan's correct, and you know what? Fitzavach Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was crying ki kurcha like a bird. He was crying v'yatza v'haisa. But it says in the Torah v'yatza v'haisa. Just like kedushin, just like gerushin, so too kedushin is a hekish, right? Therefore, I'm right about the Kedushin and the Gerushin, about the Shlichus, and about the Father. Just like the same thing. They both could do it. But nobody paid any attention to him. So why didn't anyone pay attention to him? So the truth is, that Hekish, first of all, there's a principle, Ein Meshivin ala Hekish. Hekish is like, you don't really have questions on a Hekish. Logic, no such thing. The truth is, that this Hekish, we don't use it for everything, because if you want to take this hekesh to its extreme, you'd be able to marry somebody Bal Karcha. You could divorce Bal Karcha, why can't you marry Bal Karcha? So we don't have this hekesh, doesn't go all the way. Even Rosh Lakish agrees you can't do that. Everybody, there's not one sheet that holds you can marry somebody Bal Karcha. It's a hekesh. So the hekesh has limits. What do we learn from this hekesh? We learn that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with a star. Just like I can send her out with a star, I can be Mekadosh with a star. Well, how do I know? V'yatzev ha'hoysa. So who made up when you say what and when you don't? Who made up that rule? I don't know. No. Shlichus? By a get? No, we learned from the word v'shalach v'shilcha. Oh, and then we said, if you could do it by Gizin, you could do it by Gerish, by Kedushin, maybe, Eina Chanami. So who made up when, how far you take this Hekesh? Right? So Rish Lakish says, take it a step further. You know what? Just like with the Shlichus and the father and the daughter, so too by Kedushin. Right? Because that's not so crazy. Right, to say that you could be Mekadosh a woman Bal Karcha, that's a little extreme. We won't make the heck, but who made up the rule? How far you take the Hekesh, right? I don't know. I don't know who made up the rule. But the yeshiva, the whole yeshiva was screaming, Rish Lakish Yerug, right? So he didn't win the day. Now, Amalei, Rav Avin Bar Samchu. So he asked him, could we rely on Rav Avin? Could we rely that that's really what they said today in the yeshiva? So Amalei, Kimin Yama Latignihu. He's like a Yama and a Tigni. What does that mean? Rashi explains, it's very difficult, Rashi. Rashi explains that it's like a guy who takes a fish out of the water and he right away goes and barbecues the fish on the barbecue. Right away. In other words, with oven, right away when he heard that vart, he right away repeated it over. So he didn't have time to forget, he didn't have time to say it wrong, right away. So ask the Ritva, what do you mean that the guy takes who said that your barbecue's right on the beach? Who made up that rule? Who said that? What do you mean? The minute you got it out of the water, you right away fried it. Who said that? Maybe your house is far away. What's Rashi talking about? What kind of shear is that? So the Ritva explains that's two different towns. Yama, right next door to each other. It's like just right next door to each other. The minute Rav Avin got out of yeshiva, he right away go and told him what happened today. So he could take it to the bank. Okay? I don't think Mark is on this, but...
What's wrong with that concept? What's wrong with that concept of putting them right in the fire?
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but how do you... Rashi, oh, just like you take a fish out of the water, and right away you fry it, so too, the minute Rav Avin heard the vart, he repeated it over. Now, every time you take a fish out of the water, the barbecue's right there. So what's Rashi talking about? Every time? That's impossible. Every time, these two towns are right next door to each other. Right? They're right next door to each other. Just like Woodburn Teeters are right next door to each other, so too, you can take this to the bank. That's a true statement. To say that your barbecue is always by the beach, that's not true. That's a shy line. Okay, so what would Rashi be? Fine. So now, he says to him, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Ana lo Rebbe Avin Bar Chia, V'lo Rav Avin Bar Kahana, El Rav Avin Stam. By the way, I don't even know which Rav Avin that was. Was it Rav Avin Bar Chia? Was it Rav Avin Bar Avin? Rav Avin Bar Yitzchak? No, Rav Avin Bar Kahana. He said, no, it was a Rav Avin Stam. So, Lamay Naf Kamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? What the Gemara doesn't answer is, because if you say something over in the person who said it, you may be the Geula. The Gemara does not give that answer. What does the Gemara say? Lemimra Didei Adidei. No, because if we ever hear another statement from Rav Avin, we'll want to know if it's a steer in Rav Avin. So we need to know who said this var. We need to know which Rav Avin it was. There's a bunch of Moishes in the shul, right? There's a bunch of Moishes in the street. Which one was it? Which Rav Avin was it? I need to know. Why do I need to know? Because when I hear another statement of Rav Avin, I'll know if it's the same guy. I say, wait a minute, how could he have said that? But he said that. Those things are so contradictory. It must have been it was a different person. So it'll start you thinking. Why don't we say the much more simple answer? You say something B'Shem Amar, maybe we Gula Lolo. What? No, it just affects the Gula. It's a minor thing, the Gula, right? So that now, if you think about it, he really did say it B'Shem Amar. He really did. So that's the whole shaila. Let's say you say something over and you have no idea who the guy is. That counts, no? Counts. I heard it. I saw this sefer. Who wrote that sefer? I have no clue. You don't have to know. Right? You said it over. Right? There's a whole discussion.
Here's a different thing. Halach is halach. You have to know exactly. You make group. It has different pieces later on. But
right. There's much more of a lamaitha difference as opposed to the main gula. It's wonderful, the gula, but it's not lamaitha for learning halacha. I hear you. Right. So they ask the question, are you maybe the Geula if you quote the name of the Sefer that's not his name? For example, it says in the Sefer, Paradeis Shmuel. That's not the guy's name. Right? Does that count? Of course it counts. We hold it counts. Right? Of course it counts. Why not? It has to be the guy's actual name, his first name and his last name. Right? No, doesn't make a difference, right? But all that Torah is on this Gemara. Because that's not one of the answers the Gemara gives. Okay. Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Okay. I met Rabbi Liebowitz last night. He told me this is not an easy daf. I said, I agree. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Naira, a naira, in other words, she's a naira. Mahu shetase shliach lekabel gita miyad baila. Can she appoint a shliach to get the get? Can she appoint a shliach to receive the get? The father certainly can. Can she? So what's the shaila? Kiara viadamya. Is she considered like her father? Oh, kichotzer viadamya. Or is she just a chotzer of her father? She's just a repository. She has no independent action. She has no independent ability. You can give it to the father. You can give it to the daughter. It's just an extension of the father.
She's an arusa. She's not a...
She's in a suah, but she's a naira. So she's an adult already. But she's not a full adult. She's not a katana. If she's a katana, she for sure can. A cotton can't make a shliach, but she's a naira now. So really, she's a little bit under her father's jurisdiction, not fully yet, not 100%, and she's not 100% an adult. She's in that limbo state. So can she make it? Can she appoint a shliach? So kiara via damya, if she like a hand of her father, ma via mashvi shliach, avhim na mashvi shliach. Just like the father could do it, so too she could do it. Odilma or maybe kichatzra via damya. And you know what? A chatzra can't make a shliach. The ad mati gita liyada lo magarsha. until the get reaches her hand, she will not be divorced. So if she says, do me a favor, can you go get that get for me? I really don't want to see my husband. Can you go pick it up for me? It will not work. Why not? Because she has no power to do that. And until the get reaches her hand, she's not divorced. She has no right. Why? She's the din of a chatzar. Now, the Gemara says, "Umi misapkele l'Rava? Huh? Did Rava really have a suffix about that?" Va'amar Rava, Rava himself said, it says, we had this Gemara in Gittin, kasav get, if somebody wrote a get, v'gnasno biyad avda, and he didn't give it to her, he gave it to her eved, and yashan, the eved was sleeping, umishmarto, and the eved was guarded. And we also learned in Gittin, the eved was tied up. So he couldn't go anywhere, right? And what do we say over there? Harezeh get. It's a good get. Neyar, if the guy was awake, ain't a get. It's not a good get. Why not? Neyar, amai ain't a get. Why not? Tahavale chatzar mishtameres shalola daita. Because the eved has the din of a chatzar that's guarded without the knowledge of the woman. The woman's not here. If she were here, give it to her herself. Where was she? She's at work. She's in Manhattan. So the eved's here, but he's awake. He's walking around the house. So you can't give it to him. Why? Because there's a din of a chatzar that's not being guarded with the das of the isha. Such a chatzar, we learned, is not a chatzar. So therefore, it will not work. Now, if you want to tell me that an isha, a naira, has the din of a chatzar of her father, then you know what, if that's true? Then even if the get reaches her hand, it's not going to be a good get. Even if she accepts it, it won't be good. You know why? Because it's like a chatzar mishtameres without the father's knowledge. The father's not here. Where is he? He's at work. So he's not here. So you can't give it to the girl. She's walking around the house. She has the din of a chatzar mishtameres, and the father's not guarding her. Right? It's not going to be good. You can't even give it to her now. So the Gemara says, El olam shitalei d'chiyata via damya. Really, of course, everybody holds that the chatzar, that a girl, a daughter, has the din of her father's yad. V'achi kaba boyle. And here was the shayla. Mi alima kiyata via l'shavi ihi shliach. Is she just as strong as her father to be able to make a shliach? Olo, or not. Amalei, we said, ein osa shliach. She cannot make a shliach. That's how we paskin. Eisvei, wait a minute, is that true? Kitana sha'amra, a kitana that says, hiskabel ligiti, please accept the get for me, ain't a get, it's not a get. Ad she'yegia get liyada, until the get reaches her hand. Why is it not a get? Because she's a kitana. She has no authority to make up shliach, so what she said was nothing. But, ha'naira, but if she was a naira, harezeh get, it would be a good get. You just said that a naira has no authority to make a shliach. Why not? Because her yad is not as strong as her father's, but here we have a brisa that says that a naira can. So the Gemara says, "Hachumai eskinan." You know what we're talking about in that case? B'she'ein la'av, where she has no father. There's no father. So if there's no father, then we'll be mekel, and we'll be mekel. And what will we say? That a naira can appoint a shliach. If she has a father, she cannot. But the father's not alive anymore, so then she can. So the girl says, wait a minute, that can't be talking about a guy who doesn't have a father, or a girl who doesn't have a father. Hamidiktani seifa, but the seifa of that price is said, im amar aviha, if the father said, father's alive and well, if the father said, seifa kaibel git libiti, go accept that get for my wife, im ratza baal lachzer bo, if the husband wants to retract, lo yachzer, he can't retract. In other words, the minute the husband gives this get to this shliach, the wife is divorced. Why? Because he's a shliach lekabala. So the husband can't say, I'll give it to the shliach, but he has to go out to California to deliver it to the wife, right? So I have time to stick it over. No. The minute you give it to the shliach, it's over. You're divorced. What do you see? There's a father walking around alive and well. What do you mean there's no father? So the Gemara says, Mechlal Dereshah Bereshla Avaskidah. There is a father. So the Gemara says, Nachasuri Mechsara V'achi Ketani. Here's how we have to read it now. Ketana Sha'amro Eskaba Ligiti Eino Get. If a ketana says, go, I want to appoint you for a get, that for sure doesn't work. Achi Get Liyata. Ha naira, but a naira, harezeh get. That would work. B'med devar mamurim, when is that true? Kisha ein la'av, when there's no father. Avo yesh la'av, but if there is a father, v'ama aviyate v'kiba libiti get, v'rata lachzer, v'rata ba lachzer, lo yachzer. And then the Baal wants to retract, he cannot retract. Okay? Next. Itmar. There's a fascinating Gemara here. Itmar. Kitana sheneskacha shlol das avia. If a kitana gets married and the father doesn't know about it, normally a kitana has to be married with the knowledge of her father. Here the father doesn't know. Omar Shmuel tzricha get v'tzricha miyun. She requires a get and she requires miyun. Why does she require miyun?
The father married.
What? So what? She's getting a get. So the Gemara is going to say she requires both. Omar Karna. Karna said dvarim begu. That makes no sense. Im get lama miyun, and im miyun lama get. Why do you need both? Right? Amrulei.
Miyun would be a regular case of the father marries her off.
No, miyun is when there is no father. Miyun is when there's no father. The mother or the brothers marry her off.
Right.
So as long as she's not an adult, she can walk out.
At 12.
She can walk out. As long as she's not 12, she can walk out. So that if she needs a get, she needs miyun. It's a concept that doesn't make any sense. If you have a get, what do you need miyun for? If you have miyun, what do you need a get for? So Amalei, so Amru, they said, I'm sorry, Imi and Lamaget, Amrulei, Hamar Ukvo Bedina Bekifri, Ramar Ukva and the Bezin are here in Kifri. Let's go ask them. Now they never ask them. What do? Afchuha, they switch around the shitas of Shmuel and Karna, and Shadru Lakame de Rav. And they go ask Rav. In other words, what Shmuel said that they need both, they said Karna said. And what Shmuel said and what Karna said that it makes no sense, they said Shmuel said that. Why'd they do that? Pashtus is because they didn't want Rav to be influenced by Shmuel, his friend, and Paskin like Shmuel, just because it's Shmuel. So they told Shmuel the more ridiculous cheetah to see if Rav would agree with it. That's the Pasha Pshat. Why they do that, I'm not sure. Amar Lahu, so Rav says, hello Kim, I swear, Tzricha Ged v'tzricha Miyun. No! In other words, the real Shmuel who really said that, he was correct. So Rav says, Rav heard that was not Shmuel's statement. V'chas lei l'zarei da'aba baraba. And they have Rachmanis on Shmuel, the name Ahachi, who said not like that. Right? In other words, pity Shmuel. Really, Shmuel did say that. But I have pity on him that he didn't say that. He really did say it. But they switched the sheet. It's on purpose. Now, v'taim amai, what's the reason for that? So Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika, it makes a lot of sense. Tzricha get, she needs a get. You know why? Because Shem and Israel ta'av mikidushin. Maybe the father agreed to this. If the father agreed, they're fully married. The father agreed, they're fully married.
After the fact.
After the fact, oh, I'm asking him. Oh, who wanted that guy? Ooh, that's I'm so excited. Oh, it didn't work out. I'm sorry to hear that. He has to give her a get. It's a kidushin daraisa. Why did mean? Maybe the Av did not agree. And if the Av didn't agree, by the way, it's nothing. It's nothing. You're not allowed to marry. If the father's alive, you can't go over to a katana and marry her. It's nothing. Why do you need Mion? You need Mion as follows. The Yomru, people will say, people saw that you gave a get to a woman. You gave a get. And people are going to say, there's a halacha, by the way. This guy, let's call him Ruvain. Ruvain married Rachel. Right? Ruvain married Rachel. She was a katana. And it didn't work out. And the father didn't know about it. But whether or not he was maskim, you have to give a get. Maybe he was maskim. Now, what about if Ruvain wants to marry now Leah? The halacha is, you're not allowed to marry the sister of your divorcee. You're not allowed to marry your ex-wife's sister. You're not allowed to do that. Right? As long as your ex-wife is alive. You're not allowed to marry her. But if people see that you gave a get, they will, oh, so, tzricha miyun, shema, lo nisratza av b'kedushin. Maybe the father didn't agree to this kedushin. If he didn't agree to this kedushin, right, this kedushin's nothing. So why can't he marry another sister? He can. So therefore, v'yomru, in kedushin tofsin b'achosa. But wait a minute, I saw him give her a get. How could she marry the sister? So you know what? We're going to make her do miyun. Miyun will demonstrate to everybody, nah, that get was only because of a suffix. There's no, the father did not agree. The father didn't agree. But what happened? He didn't agree. Why am I giving a get? I'm giving a get in case he did agree. But really, he didn't agree. If he didn't agree, I'll make her do miyun to demonstrate. Now, the guy wants, he can marry Leah. He can marry the sister.
So he could marry?
What? I think he can.
He
yeah,
could.
Yeah. Rashi says,
So the father never agreed that he could marry.
If the father never agreed, there was never a marriage. Amr of Nachman, one second, Amr of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Fahu sheshidchu. This is only true if they were talking about the shidduch beforehand. Then they could tell a father whether he agreed or not. In other words, they were tumbling in the shidduch already. Oh, what's going to be? Your son, my daughter, blah, 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 blah. So then already you're tumbling with the shidduch, then we'll say that maybe the father was consented. Ula Amar, afilu miyan einot tzmicha. You don't even need miyan. There's no chashash. The father didn't consent. Va'afal gaf the shidduch, even if they were mishadech. Now, man damas niha, lo mas niha. If you hold, this is a very hard line, if you hold that Shmuel said his statement about both, it's hard to imagine that Ula knew about Shmuel's statement because he never would have said that. I can't say more than that. It's a very difficult line here. Heikud Amri, Amar Uel, Amar Ula. Kitana sheniskacha shalol dasavia. If a kitana was married without the father's consent, afilu miyun einot tzricha. He doesn't even need miyun. Why? Because we don't even have a chashash that there was a marriage here, and there's no miyun. Miyun only was a chashash, maybe, so we're going to have to give a get, and then we're going to have to give miyun so people shouldn't think there was really a get. There's no chashash for that. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. The Masav of Kahana is a new kasha. It's similar discussion. We'll pick it up tomorrow. And everybody have a good Shabbos. No, worse.